This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Enjoy the morning show of the future right here and right now. The morning show of the future will feature a person who's bigger than life, a person who's entertaining, a woman or a man. It's not, it used to be the old days of radio, it was a big voiced announcer, right? Sure. This is your host. And I'm a big-voiced announcer.
And he always sounds like he was choking on a chicken bone.
It's better. Hey, it's me, Mr. Puke, on the radio. How do you do? Hey-ya. Okay, so do we have things that are outrageous today to talk about? Are they funny things that are going on? The show of the future will have commercials that are delivered in a more authentic way. Thus, once again, we are the voice of the future, because is there anything more authentic than the way we deliver the news about products like Super Beats? I'll give you an example of that in just a few minutes, folks. Now we have sports. An entertaining morning program has sports in it. And it also has, I'm not saying that's not serious, by the way, but it has a heart, and it has a head, and it has a reflection of its audience. And as I am as fortunate as could be here to have an audience that's probably about as broad as anything on the radio. There are people that represent every single possible stripe you could think of. And maybe that's because they feel moderately comfortable being around people that they might not always agree with. Although, in the last week or 10 days, we've heard from people who don't like the fact that we sometimes have people on the air who say things they don't agree with. Hey, you know what? That's tough. Too bad if you don't like it. I'd hate to be the person responsible for actually making you think. No, we can't have that!
God forbid!
God, no! Not going to do that. So, there was a Chinese philosopher. I've been reading a lot of philosophical stuff and I haven't been tweeting it. I probably should. You can follow the show, by the way, on Twitter, at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn. That's Jennifer over there. Toot, toot, toot. Winter Crowley.
Toot, toot the horn?
Toot, toot.
Wow.
Toot.
All right. I'll have what he's having.
On Air with Victoria, at C. Schillen, and you can like us on Facebook. At facebook.com/DJV Show, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. The philosopher Lao Tzu wrote The Great Way, which was something I read, in fact, on my trip to England. The Chinese were not as influential in actually getting things done in England 2,500, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, but their philosophy, somehow or other, made it from China to England. It really is amazing what people who didn't have the means that we do today did in terms of building things, moving things, the philosophies that got spread around. It really is. We think we're great connectors, and we are. We have great information at our fingertips. All of us have things, the tools that make it easy, but The stuff got around. It just took a long time for it to get around. This wise man, wrote a guide for those who seek joy and peace and success. And I say that because there are examples, not a lot of them, but too many of them to satisfy me, of people who are taking license because, and in an impulsive way, they're hurting others in the name of, we've got a real president. Okay. So whether or not you ascribe to that, the people who really are in the know and on the top of the heap know that there's nothing that's going on in terms of the handcuffs that show up on people's back porches or the things that are being done. A guy punched a woman in a restaurant last night because she said something negative about the president-elect. That's not really, there's a measure, shall we say. And as I look at the messages from this Chinese philosopher and the fact that he practiced them all day, every day, there are verses in here that use irony and paradox to present a strategy for living and a strategy for working. And so when I think about what people do with their lives, and this is sort of being a little abstract, and you're welcome to ask me some specific questions if you like to. I'm wrapping this up and bringing it to today in the way that we talk about our lives during the day, the end of the day. And one of the things that's very hard to do, I'm finding it now, is to leave behind what's been hard for me to deal with during the day. At night, I have, Jennifer knows me better than in terms of how I live my life than Victoria, but I think Victoria is getting the drift of things. I'm kind of always on, and there always are things going on, always people after me, day, night, and much of it has to do with the radio program, and so it has to do with the farm. But work and the rest of my life sort of are all the same. They blend together. And so what happens in Vegas doesn't really stay in Vegas anymore. What happens in Vegas, I learn about in 2 seconds, and I'm not in Vegas. And so we look at all of this information that we have access to, and you wonder, okay, how do we have a work persona and a home persona? Do you allow problems that are part of your work life to seep into part of your home life? It doesn't look good when that happens.
It happens so often, though. I mean, it's so hard to draw the line.
It is.
Work life and home life.
And we,
say, some of us don't have a choice. I mean, my work is
right.
My home life these days.
Yeah, it is. And with me, you know, again, you know me very well. And that's always been what went on with me. But I see all of this, the fact that the news media is so focused on Donald Trump and what he has said in the past and what he is or isn't doing now. And that's their job. And so it bleeds over into our information that we get and then becomes part of the discussion at work, part of the discussion socially, part of the discussion at home. And I say that because, and I take a deep breath as I do it, because I think that is it's become the leading of the country has become like work for us. Or what direction our country is going in is like a job. And maybe it's a good thing in that we're more engaged and we're talking about it and we're learning more about it. But at what point do you put it down? At what point do you stop? At what point do you glance at the other things like your children and what you do for fun? Where do you leave this stuff on the doorstep and be present for the people that you love? I don't mean half of you. I mean all of you. Are you present for the people in your family and that you love? And so that's what this philosophy, the Chinese philosophy, goes back, I don't know, 2,500 years, as I said. He was pretty smart. He didn't know about cell phones, or he didn't know about the news media, or he didn't know about all the things that were influenced. But he said, make your family your number one priority. That's the secret to finding joy. That's what the guy said. So how many of you have made or are making at this moment in time your family your priority? I find when I make my family my priority, it's so fun. Meredith and I have a wonderful time. It's just fun to be together. I love being with my children. It's fun.
You always seem so rejuvenated anytime you've seen Megan and Brendan and Miles, your grandson. I mean, it's such a noticeable difference in you. It's really wonderful.
The stuff that was posted on the Facebook pages earlier this week of me celebrating part of my birthday with Miles just walking around in puddles and being silly. But that's when I'm there, I'm away, and this is something new for me, and my children will tell you that, Victoria, that I wasn't like that for them. So whether I've learned it, or whether I am just...
You're mature.
Okay, thank you.
So, I mean,
it's true.
Sometimes
it changes.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens when you become a new grandparent. You have a different take on children and your time management and things like that. I mean, my parents' friends are starting now to become grandparents, and they hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. That, you know, wow, you know, my priorities have shifted. Everything's different. It's all about the grandchild now, and my life is, you know, I've reorganized my priorities and things. I manage time differently. My parents have been hearing that a lot from their friends too, and maybe that's what happened with you.
Isn't it interesting that we need a Chinese philosopher that was alive 2,500 years ago to get us to think about it?
But doesn't
that
just show
this sort of thing? But
doesn't that just tell us all that we're all humans? We've always all been humans. Human nature hasn't really changed that much, and there's sort of a comfort in that, in a way, that, you know, no matter what, and people can get upset about a president or, you know, or whatever. But, you know, if we just all lean forward together, it's going to be so much easier, all of us, no matter what. Stop the protesting. Stop all of it. Just I had a difficult conversation with a friend last night who's going through a really hard time in her personal life. And I said that to her. I said, you know what? I said, you're just going to have to lean forward into this. And it kind of was a light bulb moment for me where I was like, wow, that's what everybody needs to be doing on all levels right now, politically, personally, whatever it is. You know, stop resisting and bracing for impact. Lean forward. Let's all move forward together into it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Again, flushing the newspaper down the toilet may be a great way to start.
Yes. We're being brainwashed by headlines.
We are.
And it's not just on the left. I mean, it's on all sides. We're being brainwashed on all sides.
Can you imagine, Jennifer and Victoria, that the news media has made a big deal of Trump going out to a steak restaurant last night, and he didn't tell the press? My God, no! How can that be? Come on. Grow up.
Was it a Trump steak, though? That's the important question.
Yeah, the better kind. Maybe he's trying to have a little family time before his life changes. His entire life is going to be upheaved. So maybe he's trying to have a little bit of quality time.
I think he already doesn't know what hit him.
I know. I think he's like, whoa, this is a lot going on. Look, I think that's evident in how you see the presidents change. You know, they go in these vibrant people and they come out all gray and, you know,
wrinkled and prune-like.
It's usually in the first year where that happens.
Oh, look at how George Bush changed. Obama's hair is almost all gray.
Obama's hair went gray. I mean, it's like, it's a sign of their age, but I think there's also just a lot of, I mean, you have to hear all the secrets of this country that you've only thought, dreamed, maybe never even thought about.
And
then you meet the aliens, and then your mind.
Oh, that's right. I know where the aliens are buried.
I didn't go gray until I stopped washing my hair and that stuff.
Yeah, that's what happens when you use hair dye.
Or maybe it was when I met you, Jennifer. I think I went gray when I met you.
Probably.
Think about that. 20 after the hour.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in! Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
Why be held? held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Not Johnny B. Good. Actually, it is Johnny B. Good.
It is.
But it's not Chuck Berry. It's Michael J. Fox. What in the world is this? Crack this up. Listen to Michael. Johnny B. Good. Remember, he played this in Back to the Future?
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Loved it.
Now he's sort of extending his reach a bit. This past summer, he appeared on stage with Coldplay when they were at Giant Stadium. Remember that in July?
Yeah.
He played lead guitar on this. And so Coldplay has released an official video of the performance. The video has been going viral. As a matter of fact, I find this hard to believe. It was 25 years ago. Mike J. Fox.
That's crazy.
Parkinson's. 25 years ago. So now he's appearing on stage, playing his guitar. And apparently now he has forsaken Coldplay for Dave Matthews. And their cover of All Along the Watchtower. You got that there? Let's listen to the guitar here. It's from his annual benefit, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Cure Parkinson's. Listen to this.
This is Dave Matthews' version of All Along the Watchtower, which is very slowed down.
Interesting character, Dave Matthews. Not to take away from Michael Jordan. He's just an interesting...
Yeah. This is so amazing to me, though, because from what I know about Parkinson's, a lot of the time it makes your body shaky.
Right.
Yeah, and so people have
trouble... no control over your limbs.
Yeah, and so being able to play guitar, and I mean, you heard the way he played with Coldplay. I mean, it's amazing.
And to watch the video of him, I mean, it's all him on the lead guitar of Johnny B. Goode.
That's so
cool. It really is.
It's so weird how music works a different side of your brain. I know when my grandmother had a stroke, after lots of recovery, she was not able to really speak to us and had to relearn just saying no, and even that was a struggle. But she could sing Happy Birthday, she could sing Christmas songs, and perfectly, and it's because the brain is just...
Yep, that's right. right,
it,
Terry,
is, it is remarkable, and it's
good thoughts.
He's kind of blowing people's minds right now, which is great.
Well, it's good for his family to see him.
Yeah, and you know, it's good for everybody, because so often with Parkinson's, people think they just need to go away
give
and not
up.
Be a part of culture, and he takes acting jobs, and he plays music, and good for him.
He was a good bad guy on The Good Wife. He really was.
He was on The Good Wife?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yes.
Yes.
I know, right?
Yes.
I came up after season one. I don't remember why, but.
Being revived, not as The Good Wife, because Good Wife is gone, but all the rest of the characters are coming back in a new show. I think it's supposed to start in January, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so let's move to someone who has more musical chops than Michael J. Fox, and that's Mr. Bono. Can we call him Mr. Bono?
Sure.
Mr. Bono. Mr. Bono. Earlier this month, in the Glamour magazine prestigious Women of the Year Awards, U2 frontman Bono was right on the top of the list, getting recognized for his humanitarian work around the world, became the first male Woman of the Year. So I think about that, because Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Wouldn't it be interesting sometime if, for example, Ellen DeGeneres was named the Sexiest Man Alive? Anybody think about that?
Well, we have. I just want to make sure we get to this. We have some Bono accepting his award, reading some of the mean tweets about him.
I know how ridiculous it is for me to be on this stage accepting this award, but if I didn't... No, how ridiculous it was. I did have the blessed internet to remind me. I kept some of the best ones. Out of all the women alive, hashtag Bono is my favorite. It's just so inspiring how she overcame the adversity of being a millionaire white dude. Or it's so important that our daughters understand that they can grow up to be Bono.
Good for
I like
you to
it.
I do too, frankly. 28 past the hour. The sweat's just a flickin' on.
Good fences make good neighbors. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carty. It's great to give of yourself to others, but it's also very important to set good boundaries for yourself as well. If you don't take care of yourself, you'll soon not be able to take care of others. There are limits to what you can do, and it's vital that you identify what those limits are. And if you have no limits with people who provide even small amounts of toxic energy to you, then it's your responsibility to set those boundaries. Make the effort to build the psychological fences you need to give yourself time to exist in the healthiest way possible. When you're mindful of your boundaries, you can be your best self for everyone else, too. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
DJV with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen has the pleasure of being the person in charge of the control room at our main studio in Washington so that she can put her hands on buttons that play songs like this.
It is only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea.
La, la.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
So how many of you have taken the time to look into your future by looking into the moon's
big,
bright face, extra big, bright supermoon? I've had notes all the way from Hawaii, across the country, talk about this super moon, the full moon, now coinciding with its closest approach to the Earth in the orbit. This, I guess we would call it. Is it perfectly round? No, the Earth is not perfectly round.
It was on Monday. It was beautiful.
Perfectly round.
Well, I don't know about perfectly round.
Well,
but it was full. And
it's round.
Yeah.
30% brighter than it was last month.
And 30% brighter than it's been since 1948.
Yep. 14% bigger than normal. Because it is now only 221,523 miles from the Earth. It's apogee and perigee. It's an elliptical orbit, so it stretches out and it moves in different ways. The furthest away it has ever been, at least in terms of what we could measure or know in modern times, is 356,508 miles. So imagine the difference between 221,000 miles and 356,000 miles and how it would present itself as we look at it. 356,000 miles, 136,000 miles difference in the apogee and the perigee of this thing is really very, it's inspiring. It gives us a lot to think about. Look at that moon. How many people have gone outside in the last three or four nights and looked up at the sky and said, look at that moon.
I love doing that. When I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed, I love going out and looking at the sunrise or the sunset because it kind of connects you to nature.
Yes.
But I was leaving my office on Monday. I was talking to a friend in the parking lot, and it was dark outside, and I kind of looked over, and, you know, I don't really trust my eyeballs anymore since I had a detached retina. And so I look over, and I see across the street from our office that there's, like, this big, bright, beautiful thing. I'm like, is that the moon? No, that can't be the moon. So I get in the car, and I don't say anything, and I start driving. And I'm like, whoa, that is the moon. I mean, just big and beautiful and bright, and it felt like you could just reach out and touch it. So I actually called my friend, and I'm like, do yourself a favor and look up. I was going to say something to you. But I didn't know it was the moon, and she goes, oh, I'll have to find it. Because you just don't. I mean, we get so involved with looking at the radio, looking at our phones, looking at everything.
Well, what I was talking about the last half hour, you can't separate, you don't seem to, a lot of people can't separate one part of their life from another part of their lives. So everything, you don't have the same regard or respect for the beauty in life. And this is one way for you, as Jennifer nicely put it, just sort of sit down and look at it. Have one more night of it. It's not full, but it's still pretty nice and close. So you get another night to see this show that Mother Nature puts on. And you think about, okay, where'd this come from? Why do we have this chunk of dirt a quarter of a million miles away from us, floating around? Why? Where'd that come from? And the wisdom, conventional wisdom, is now that it was a piece of our planet that broke away when our planet collided with another planet many moons ago. Like about our planet was formed, according to whatever people, if you believe the research, about 4.56 billion years ago, and about a billion years after that, planet about a quarter the size of our planet just crashed into the Earth. And as it did, it created a big glob, and a piece of that glob flew off, and because the atmosphere wasn't the same, it had enough power to jettison it away from the Earth and create this thing that we call the moon. And these, our planet has become shaped, and so has the moon become shaped, by their traveling in their orbits, much as anything else. And even though we don't think there's any resistance, gravity creates certain things. I mean, again, here I am, I'm sort of faking it, because I don't really know if there's anybody else. It just sounds like a good story. But it's fun to go look at it. And as Jennifer said, it's romantic. Or was it Victoria, you say? It's just romantic and peaceful, and it gets you, it's kind of exciting. It is, in its own subtle, quiet way. You can be exciting and be subtle and quiet at the same time.
Sometimes it's also nice to just look at something and feel dwarfed by it. You know, sometimes it's nice to just be
life.
Reminded.
Something you don't have control over.
Yeah, and just to see, I mean, when I first caught the glimpse of the supermoon was on Saturday. I was in a cab. I'm in New York City, and I was on my way home. And I looked, I was sitting in the back seat of the cab, just sort of staring out into Central Park, and I saw the moon, and it took me by surprise, and I had Jen's reaction. I was like, what? That's not real. What is that? Like, I couldn't, it was so big, and it was just right there. I couldn't even, I just had never seen anything like that. And it's so nice to feel really small sometimes in a universe. It really
I'm looking through on a website of pictures of the moon, shot all over the world. There's a picture of it, almost orange, coming up over a village in Germany. And here, as it focuses sort of into this isle of Tenerife and comes through the clouds, it's just magnificent. Here's a picture of it from India. One of the most crazy ones is the moon with the pyramids in the front drop and the moons in the backdrop. It's really very, very cool. And then there's a picture of it in Kazakhstan, like it was standing, had been put on top of a skyscraper, the top of the skyscraper, right in the middle of the moon. And then the moon over Stonehenge, the moon in Greece. Just understanding that the gravitational pull of the full moon and the fact that it's in its closest approach to the Earth in a long time, it has, in addition to being beautiful, has caused high tides, coastal areas. There's been some flooding here and there because of rain. We had really, we had huge rain here yesterday and floods all over the place.
Including in my bedroom.
It rains indoors in Victoria.
It does. We live in a magical fantasy land.
Oh, good for you. Nice. But coming up over, pictures of coming up over mountains and next to buildings and a certain place. Here's a picture from Madrid. The moon looks like it's on the back of a building. And by the way, it'll look closer in some places in the Earth because it is. Again, remember the apogee and the perigee. It's closer to the Earth in certain parts of the Earth than it is in other parts of the Earth. Over Europe and Africa, it was closer, literally, than it was in North America. It literally is closer to the Earth. But some fabulous shots here. All over the place. And you know what's more interesting? I'm going off on this and I probably should stop. But the way that it looks in the daytime, when you see the moon in the sky in the daytime, it really is.
You can see more definition of it. When I was in the cab, when I first saw it, the moon hadn't risen yet. So it was, that's what really caught me by surprise, because it was almost at eye level, and it was maybe 5:30. It hadn't, and that's where you can really see all of the differences, and you can kind of feel like your eyes are telescopes when it's that close.
It's a great picture of it over Cape Canaveral. Was taken from the other side of the, I call it the swamp, as the lagoon that goes out over from where the press box is on the the Space Center itself, out over is 3 miles out to the launch pad. And this picture shows the launch pad with something ready to take off and the moon above it. It's great comparison. And here's
did it hit your eye like a big pizza pie?
Pizza pie. And here's one of the, taken on the 42nd Street Bridge in New York. It really looks kind of cool. Looks like the bridge in Brooklyn. I'm going off on this. My God, look at this. Here's a picture of the moon completely behind me. I've got to post this.
Wow, that's so amazing looking. I can see it right through the radio. Wow.
We should post some of these pictures.
Look at Kara over there. Yeah, smart.
You can't see that?
She's got her new Warby Parker glasses that she's testing out.
I can see everything.
She can see right through the radio now, yeah.
I don't think Doug liked it. No way.
Doug's in church using a new kind of radio where he looks at pictures and describes them. He's innovative.
This is new radio. We were talking about the radio shows of the future. We've got it here. Spend the morning describing pictures for everybody, having them thrilled.
Ooh, look at this one.
that little squirt Karen. Anyway, so the last picture I'm going to describe.
Oh, boy. No.
Is of the Holy Redeemer in Rio.
Is of Kara's paycheck.
Final notice. There's a stamp. This really does need to be posted. The hill, the Chuck Mangione. I'm thinking of the song, the instrumental from Chuck Mangione called "The Hill Where the Lord Hides," which was inspired by him going to Rio and seeing the big statue of the Christ the Redeemer, which is on top of that mountain as you go into Rio. And there's a picture of Christ the Redeemer with the moon behind it that is about as perfect as you could possibly imagine, because it fits just amazingly well into the way the arms are outstretched. It takes the moon's behind it. Maybe you got to see it to appreciate it. But I'm doing my best to describe it. Kara?
You should see this.
Yeah.
Who else can spend 45 minutes on that?
That's right. Just think about that, how lucky all of you are, because you think Imus is going to look at this? He's not even awake enough to see this picture yet. Never mind.
He's in a coma.
Describe it, right.
Supermoon has a whole new set of meanings to Don Imus.
Now, that's probably true. All right, so where are we here? Looks like...
where are we? That is the question. That's going to be the next 45 minutes. Where are we?
Well, maybe that's not a bad thing. I want you to help yourself to Superbeat so you can rejuvenate that beautiful circulation opportunity that you have in your body. Heart health depends on circulation. I could sing it was circulation. You know it is circulation.
You don't have to.
I don't. Okay, thanks. Nitric oxide is the most important. All right, so you do this commercial, Jennifer. You're so smart.
It was oxidation, I know.
She gets it. You know, we've all been so damn serious for so long. It is just time. And it's the moon that does it. You can laugh all you want about me describing pictures of the moon, but didn't get your mind off of all this other silly stuff that's going on. Come on. And so what I want you to do is help yourself to regular blood pressure. Help yourself to preventing heart disease. Help yourself from dysfunction. Help yourself to energy. If you're over 40, increasing your nitric oxide level safely and naturally is the most important thing you can do. Heart health. There are a lot of supplements on the market that claim to restore nitric oxide, and they're okay as far as they go, but they don't go very far. They certainly don't go as far as Superbeats and Neo 40. Neo 40 is the capsule you can get as a complement to Superbeats. You can melt one of these lozenges in your mouth, has the same amount of Superbeats as a teaspoon, and it immediately goes into your body, opening up your veins, your arteries, so that the blood goes to your brain, to your muscles, all over your body. You'll know more about what your body is capable of, what your organ, you're not going to think about the cells and the tissue and the organs and the stuff. You're just going to know you feel better, and you are better, using Neo 40 as a capsule in the morning first thing, instead of smoking and drinking coffee. This is all natural. Natural way to get charged up is with Neo 40, which is a singular part of the Superbeat product line. So you want to get Superbeats also. Take that. Jennifer does every afternoon. As if she does 14 hours on the air, she gets a little groggy.
Just some right now.
Wake up so she
groggy around hour 15.
Wait a minute. Are you going to my references to the moon? All right, anyway, get yourself on board Superbeats. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Or order them at DougLikesBeats.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. One person reacted to Apple bringing back the peach emoji by saying, "What's up, peach butt?" The internet seems to love big peaches, apparently.
Apple, and they cannot lie.
Yeah, right.
Jen, like you were supposed to be there for that one.
I know, I was. I laughed at it.
That's like big a Jen peaches. Joke.
I love it.
All right, the Google folks have come up with a new photo scan app. Like, we don't have enough apps right now. I was at the, for you'll love this, yesterday afternoon, I spent 2 hours at the Verizon store because it was pouring rain. I brought every single device I own. I brought my laptop. I brought my iPad. I brought my iPhone.
They must have loved seeing you walking in the door with your case full of stuff.
Do they do paper, rock, scissors to see who gets to deal with you when you walk in the door?
Well, actually, they're getting to know me now. I don't go. I do not go to the Verizon Verizon-owned store. I go to one of the support stores that belongs to a company that does, what do they call themselves, official Verizon,
right.
Whatever,
right.
But they're not owned by Verizon. And they're so much better. Those fakers at the real Verizon store.
Those fakers at the real store.
Arrogant. Yeah, but these kids are really, they're very helpful. And so they took me, I bought one of those MiFi things. It's a pack that's supposed to give you...
It
is.
The recharge.
I had it, and I couldn't make it work. And so I went in there for them to show me how it works. And then we tuned it in. We put it into all of the other devices. So automatically, whenever I'm in a place that doesn't have any good Wi-Fi, I can just take this puppy out and it's synced and I can get good Wi-Fi connection. So I was quite happy with that. But anyway, I went and I didn't bring everything down because the guy wanted to see my box. We all do, actually, you know, or at least Jennifer, you've got an access, I think.
I do.
We have a little box that's very small, but we use it to broadcast on the road.
Mine is very small. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so in the circumstances, you know, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. So, which is probably a bad trail. I think I better go on that. We'll pause now.
I can confirm you've never touched it with a
10-foot
pole.
Whoa. I feel uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. It's like a bad day at Trump House. Okay. Anyway, the technology news next here. Stand by.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
All right, we better get out of here. I don't want people to go away thinking that they are unsatisfied. We don't have any tech news. There's a new app from Google. Why don't you explain this, please, Victoria?
Well, since next week is Thanksgiving and we're all hopefully going to be at home or around loved ones, get out the photo album that your mom has or that your family has and use this new Google photo app. It's called PhotoScan. It's a free app for iOS and Android, and it lets you take pictures of your photos, but instead of actually taking a picture of the photo, like if you know, which doesn't really end up working that great, this digitally scans the image into your phone, so it will look like you took the picture with your phone as opposed to taking a picture of a picture. And so this is a great way to digitize all of your photo albums, your family memories. If you have all those old Polaroids, if you have, you know, from the 70s and 80s, if your parents' first meeting and all those old pictures that you love looking at during the holiday season, and the PhotoScan app will correct it. It will correct the light. It balances it. It makes the picture a little bit better, and it has it automatically stored into Google Photos, which then you can use with Instagram and Twitter and anything else, you know, however you share your photos, and Facebook and all that good stuff. So it is a free app. It's called PhotoScan. Now, there are a lot of PhotoScan apps out there, but they charge you sometimes $6, $7. This is the one that's free. So that's the one you want to go
it's
to.
Not,
it's the best
wait
one.
Wait a minute. There's a, write this down somewhere. She didn't say for free. She said free.
Free. It is free.
Free.
PhotoScan by Google.
Congratulations. 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.